I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Japanese authorities are struggling to cope with the aftermath of Friday's earthquake and tsunami. The humanitarian crisis is severe. More than 500,000 people are living in temporary shelters. They're short on food, water, and fuel. Nearly 3,500 people are known to have died, and many more remain unaccounted for. Then there is the nuclear crisis. Four explosions and a fire at a spent fuel pond at the Fukushima nuclear plant have released radiation into the atmosphere. The World's Mary Kay Magstad is in Tokyo. Mary Kay, let's start with what the Japanese government is doing to help those who are affected.
Well, what it started with in terms of people who live near the nuclear reactors was to move about 70,000 people away from the reactors, those who lived within 20 kilometers of the reactors. The government then decided to expand the area that it felt was at serious risk, but it told those who were between 20 kilometers and 30 kilometers, which is another 140,000 people, that they should stay indoors, try to keep their homes airtight. The level of radiation was a serious health risk, and that they should stay inside.
Where is the government housing all these people?
Well, there are shelters that are spread out throughout the area that's affected. Of course, it's a very difficult time for people to be in shelters because, by and large, there's no electricity, there's a shortage of food and water, and particularly at the moment, there's been a cold front moving through, bringing snow with it. So people who are living in shelters are having a very chilly, pretty miserable night of it this evening.
What is the information system for all these people? I mean, how has the government been communicating the risks to the public?
The government is making regular announcements on television and through the media, telling them what the risks are. There are mixed feelings about whether the government's telling enough soon enough, and I think the feelings are particularly mixed when it gets closer to the most affected areas, most affected by radiation. They're wanting a lot more from the government than they're getting. And there was one moment today when NHK, when the broadcasters here, played classical music for 20 minutes after it had contradicted itself back and forth about whether there had been a fire in the reactor. So that didn't exactly inspire confidence.
Now, apparently there are some independent reports of rising radiation levels in Tokyo. What's the latest on that?
A fellow journalist here has a meter that he's been wearing around his neck that shows that there had been rising levels, but rising from a very, very low level to a slightly higher but still very low level, way below what's considered to be hazardous to human health in an emergency sort of way. But it's still considered to be as much as 20 times the normal level of radiation. So when you're dealing with radiation, none is really good. We all deal with minute levels of radiation throughout our normal day. But when it gets to levels that are 20 times normal, then you start asking, how long do I want to expose myself to this, and if I can possibly leave this environment for a while, maybe that's the best thing to do.
Well, I've also been reading reports of increasingly scarce airline tickets out of Japan. Have you heard that?
Yeah, in fact, there's one ticket available in the next 5 days, and I think it's going for $2,000 just going from Tokyo to Beijing.
And finally, Mary Kay, in Tokyo, what are the concerns over continuing aftershocks?
Well, there are continuing aftershocks just where I am in the ninth floor of a hotel. Just in the last couple of hours, there have been strong enough aftershocks that my desk was sort of rocked back and forth and my chair rocked back and forth for about 30, 45 seconds. And obviously, every time this happens, it's just a little spur to whatever nervousness and anxiety people are already feeling. Now, in Tokyo, most modern buildings have been built to withstand these sorts of shocks. And if they withstood the 9.0 earthquake that happened on Friday, they're probably going to be okay. Still, it's kind of a reminder that this whole thing isn't over. Maybe the worst is over, maybe it's not, and so people are still very much on edge.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Tokyo.